at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
There are so many ways that we can show our love to the funkiest of worlds that's giving us so much. So let's get down and dirty, show you what we mean. We're talking all those funky ways to live sustainably.
We'll be right back. talking about Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to peek at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up lackeys and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and get you. You think you gotta rent her, but chuck, so you know she's faster in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Spectre Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Porky's Groove Machine there on Max Inc. Civic Media. I love Porky's Groove Machine. First, we had to do a double dip. Spice Girls and Don't Turn Me On. Okay, I got you on there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. here with Terry Barr and Rocker on a Saturday night playing that original local music. Of course, yeah. The Civil Engineer is part of the big New Year's Eve TheSpaceship.tv simulcast. We're going to do the Civil Engineers, Linda and the Zeros, and Porky's Groove Machine, of course, will take us until midnight.
And Jimmy, you know what? You know what's really interesting is Porky's Groove Machine is actually playing here in Wisconsin the eve of New Year's Eve.
That's right.
So the night before our party, you can catch them Friday, December 30th. They're going to be playing at the Appleton Beer Factory with Feed the Dog up in Appleton. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be coming to play for us live on the radio on New Year's Eve
that
to bring in
kick.
The new year.
Oh, what a good time we are going to have. And I really do. I hope everybody takes the opportunity to join us. I think we've talked about that many people, unless you have a specific band you really want to go see on a New Year's Eve, many people don't go out on New Year's Eve anymore.
You know, New Year's is one of those holidays where I personally don't like going out to venues and bars because it's kind of rookie night, everybody out.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's less than desirable, unless you're, you know, you're going with a big pack of friends. You know?
Well, I like to think of it in the way that we're just providing a really great reason for you to stay home.
Be in your PJs and have your whatever.
Bottle of Corbel.
Yeah. Oh, there you
or
go.
Or some Rocker Vodka Martinis.
You need a brandy, Rocker. Rocker brandy.
We knew he was going to get there. Yep.
First is rum, now it's brandy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, geez.
Another quick program note for next week, December 10th, here on Max Inc. Radio. The Civic Media Holiday Party is happening. So everybody's off, except for I have a little show that I'm put together. The best of the 20s so far.
Really?
We're going to track through some of my... It's very subjective.
Okay.
You know, in the past, we did the top 41, had a bunch of voting and everything, very democratic, being very authoritarian.
Well, if you're working on the show, you get to do what you want, right?
I'm taking lessons from Rocker here.
Jimmy's so, fascist playlist.
There you go. Anyway, tune in next week. There's a lot of cool tracks that came out so far in the 20s here and across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to play them all for you next week here on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow.
Rocker, we still got quite the show coming up tonight. What's happening, man?
We do, Jimmy. Mickey Magnum is here, along with the Rascal Theory. We're going to hear from them about Mama Cares in just a minute. GMMC, Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dees, and the Music Recovery Framework is going to happen December 8th at the Cafe Coda. We're going to hear all about that. And Devil's Lair, Dave Adler, Mazel Tunes coming up, piano, 9 p.m., and Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks for listening to all of the to everybody on the Civic Media Radio Network. Appreciate you. Let's get you back to some rock and roll with the Mascot Theory. Fast Car Getaway. This is their latest one on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. radio for the people.
You're a model of flawless design. I can't help but feel butterflies every time you are by. You make me want to throw away my storyline and make a new one with you. I could be a new rescue. I know these feelings have been long overdue. Someone else's bed, who's this? Told myself I'd never ever fall. I said life's too short to let them have it all right. Yeah. I know these feelings have been long overdue.
That's Erin Colburn from Ohio and her song Sleeve on Max Inc. Radio. Erin's coming to Madison to the Crucible on Thursday, December the 8th. That's just in a couple of days. I really like that song, too. I think she's from Cincinnati. Yeah, let's just say that, okay? How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Terry Barr is here with Barr Notes.
What's happening? You're cracking me up, man.
I'm struggling tonight.
You're not struggling. You're doing all right.
I need to step outside or something.
Oh, jeez. Get some fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air.
Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. Breathe heavy.
Yeah, fresh air.
All right. Got some Barr Notes for you here. Let's start with Jackson Taylor. He was my interview last weekend. Young country upcomer, country crooner, I think we were calling him. He quit everything he was doing to go, boom, full on into music. Based in central Wisconsin, he had a huge show Friday night. We talked about it in the interview, and I just found out the show sold out.
Wow.
It's his first sellout. He's a youngin, too. He's like 26, so he's really fired up about doing this music thing, and I'm glad he's still in Wisconsin right now, that we could have some fun and get a chance to talk with him and kind of watch where he's headed these days,
too. Is that the show at B's Tap House?
It was the show at B's Tap House. Nice. Yeah, that's in Rapids. So way to go, you guys. Way to show up. Okay, here's some holiday things. We'll run through these kind of quickly. Funky Christmas featuring the Funky JBs. Yeah,
that's
Banks. Uh-huh. At High Noon. That's on Friday, December 16th, 7 o'clock. Of course, High Noon in Madison. Madison Malone, friend of the show. She is now out in L.A. She has her holiday EP release, and it's going to be online on her Facebook page this next Wednesday, December 7th, 8 o'clock, and it's basically a pay what you can if you can. Otherwise, you can just enjoy, sit back and enjoy her music for free. Let's see, we've got a Whammy holiday party coming up in Milwaukee. They say this is going to be a total celebration of all things Milwaukee music. It's happening at Paulie's Pub and Eatery. That's actually in West Allis. Yep. And a ton of bands lined up. It's going to be a really, really fun time. That is happening next Saturday the 10th. Evening on Ice. Have you heard about this one?
No.
Monona Bank is sponsoring this, and it's on the Iceland Way River Rink. This is in Monona, and this is going to be a couple different dates, but the first one is Tuesday, December 20th, 6 o'clock, free skating, free hot chocolate, and free music.
Mm-hmm. Free hot chocolate?
Well,
is there marshmallows?
Free music. So that sounds like a lot of fun and another way to just get some local artists featured. I love that. Sunspot. This should be wild. Also a friend of the show here, Sunspot, is having a Christmas show Saturday, December 17th. It starts at 5 at the Crucible in Madison. Okay, that's your holiday shows. Now, if you want to see something that's really going to be crazy, you guys know Adam Gruhl, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Adam Gruhl. He makes me laugh.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
You got it. And I did an interview with him, a couple months ago when he had a regular weekly show at the Showboat in Wisconsin Dells. Well, he is hosting a show called Camp Wisco. Nice. This is also next Saturday, December 10th. It's happening at the Sylvie. That's in Madison. All things Wisconsin. Everything you can think of. Now, this is where it gets a little weird, though. There's going to be the typical meat raffle. You love that. But then they're going to have cheese curd and brat eating contests.
Yes!
blah.
Jimmy, how many brats can you eat?
I'm good for at least three in one setting. I can do
that's
three.
Not going to win, Jimmy.
My third one won't have a bun, though. Sometimes I like those naked brats, you know?
Are you a ketchup guy?
No.
Or a mustard guy?
I can't
mustard.
Say what I really want to say about ketchup.
Wow. Well, there's going to be music rolling in and out of this Camp Wisco as well, and including several polka bands. You can't have a Camp Wisco without polka bands.
Some polka.
So if you're interested, again, this is happening at the Sylvie next Saturday, December 10th. I think it sounds awesome. Oh, and they're having a euchre tournament at the same time.
Oh, my. Now
that's Wisconsin.
Dude, I can't believe you brought up ketchup and brats in the same sentence.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Like in Wisconsin, though, that's something that happens.
No.
You don't catch. Well, you don't catch it happening in New York.
No. Okay, you know what?
But they don't even have brats in New York.
I'm putting this on Facebook right now, and I'm going to see. Do you?
Yeah. Do you ketchup?
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Do you mustard? Mm-hmm. I'm a mustard guy.
All right, we'll see what everybody says.
So disappointed.
I mean, when we moved here from New York, my mom got here, and there was like, you know, in front of the Kmart, it said, brats for a buck. But we were from New York, and my mom's like, brats for a buck? Got two.
She's like, I already have Rocker, so I don't, you know, he's a brat.
Hey, Mickey Magnum, he doesn't put brats on his dogs at all. And Roscoe from the...
Rascal Theory, Jimmy.
Thank you. They're coming in talking about Mama Cares and their big benefit coming up. We'll have the bond next. Max Inc. Radio. Yeah.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, we are local music. The Rascal Theory from 2020. That's what I want to say. Cup of Tea is the name of the album. That was Buzzkill. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And don't forget, if you want to check out the podcast, download them, get to hear all the recent interviews here done from Max Inc. Radio. They're all up on the website, civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio icon, Civic Media US.
Jimmy, Mama Cares is a program that's done by the Mama Awards organization, and it's a fund that they've set up, a nonprofit.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Down the stretch they come in the Georgia Senate runoff. Here's WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock held three public campaign events today, starting with rallying union members in Atlanta. His Republican opponent Herschel Walker had no campaign stops, though he did have a private tailgate with supporters ahead of the SEC championship game between Georgia and LSU. The Walker campaign has one event slated for Sunday with Republican U.S. Senators Tim Scott and John Kennedy. Warnock is set to hold three rallies and host a virtual fundraiser with music legend Stevie Wonder. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Investigators in Central Texas aren't saying anything about a possible motive the day after a murder suspect led them to the body of a missing 7-year-old girl. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
7-year-old Athena Strand disappeared from her family's driveway in Paradise, Texas, Wednesday, about 40 miles northwest of Fort Worth. Her dead body was found 6 miles away on Friday. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken.
It hurts our hearts to know that that child died, so much so that she is on her way now to the medical examiner's office, and there's a Texas Ranger in front of her, and there's a Texas Ranger behind her.
31-year-old FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Horner confessed to abducting and killing Athena. He was delivering a package to her family's home. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Speaking at a national defense forum at the Reagan Presidential Library, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says implications of a Russian victory in Ukraine would be disastrous.
Russia's neighbors view its imperial aggression with growing alarm. And Putin's war of choice has given everyone on Earth a preview of a world of tyranny and turmoil that nobody would want to live in.
Close but no cigar after the U.S. lost to the Netherlands 3-1 at the World Cup in Doha.
They made it to the knockout round. I guess we're supposed to be happy about that because they weren't supposed to make it this far. But, like, it wasn't a great showing.
On the other hand, they're celebrating big time in the Netherlands. Reporter Lauren Comito is in Amsterdam.
Dutchman Luca van Gaal says he expected his team to win. He shares a name with the coach of the Dutch team, Louis van Gaal.
My last name is also van Gaal. He's saying that we could become world champion, so I will believe that as well.
But first, he says, the Dutch have a few more tough games to win. Lauren Comito for CBS News, Amsterdam.
There's nothing quite like Christmas in the Holy Land. Fireworks, music, and a live nativity program marking the Christmas tree lighting in Bethlehem, traditionally believed to be the birthplace of Jesus. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Did you know there's a conservative advocacy and benefits organization with over 2 million members and counting? It's AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Hi, this is Mary Walter. Here are three reasons why you should consider joining AMAC right now. First, AMAC saves you money from discounts on travel and lodging, cell phones and plans, access to insurance products and more. Joining AMAC is a powerful tool against inflation. Second, with a bi-monthly magazine, daily website content, podcasts with America's thought leaders, and an app that delivers insightful coverage of the issues that matter most, AMAC is a trusted source of information. And third, the reason that people say is their favorite, is that AMAC fights for your conservative values on Capitol Hill. With more than 2 million members, AMAC is a voice that cannot be ignored, working tirelessly to preserve the freedom secured by our Constitution. Go to amac.us/liberty and join today. That's amac.us/liberty. amac.us/liberty.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows dip down to about 10 above. Tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 24. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Best advice I was ever given.
Wow. Roscoe, when did you start in music?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, we don't have that long to go. No, but I've been playing here in Madison for about 10 years now, and
was music big in your home?
Oh man, you gotta know it, man. My folks listen to everything from Louis Armstrong to Motown to James Brown to Muddy Waters. I mean, nice. I grew up seeing Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker out busking in the Maxwell Street area when I was a kid. And so music has always been a part of my life. And I can remember telling my parents, I want to do that. My dad said, you do anything you put your head to.
That's awesome.
And so here I am.
Nice. Yeah.
Mickey Magnum, Roscoe from the Roscoe Theory. Tell us one more time about the Mama Cares event coming up at Pooley's.
So we got Mama Cares at Pooley's, east side of Madison. 6 o'clock, Bill Roberts Combo. 7 o'clock, Big Jacob Vance and the band Railhopper. 8 o'clock, the Master of Mayhem, yours truly, Mickey Magnum. And at 9, the Rascal himself, Roscoe Foster and the Rascal Theory.
Yes. That is a lineup.
I know. Not only am I going to hire him as my bodyguard, now he's my announcer.
I was going to say, you got to do the announcing that night.
Oh, I was thinking about asking Mickey for some bodyguard duty, you know?
Well, I did introduce Rocker's Band one time.
That's right, our first gig.
Oh, I bet that was wild.
It was a lot of fun.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in, being part of the show tonight. And doing everything you do for Mama Cares. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us. Before I get out of here, though, I want to say, Rocker, thank you for the vodka.
You are truly welcome,
Rocker.
You got to
do some brandy, though, Rocker.
Jimmy K, you should see his head sweat. He's not going to be able to get out the door now.
So crazy. That vodka.
You guys are the best.
Let's rock. Let's roll. It's Mickey Bag, the Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
American Dead, Backseat Heartbeat on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, next week we're off for the holiday party, but I've got a great little show lined up for you. The best of the 20s so far. We're going to track through some of the best releases of the 20s so far. And we've gotten a lot of music over the last year, especially a lot of music over the last 2 years. So looking forward to sharing that with y'all. The best of the 20s so far. Next week, starting at 6 o'clock, right here on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. All right, coming up next hour, GMMC, the Greater Madison Music City, Rob Dez is going to stop in, and he's going to talk about that big show coming up at Cafe Coda on December 8th. These guys were going to come into the studio and visit us. Hope we can get them back in sometime very soon, because they got a lot of stuff going on. And they rock. It's Bad Boy out of Milwaukee. Their latest track, Church Festival. It's Bad Boy on Max Inc.
I took my baby to the church festival. We were standing for Jesus and giving for God.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to